frightening morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon. This is a National Intel Report. This is L.B. Bork sitting in today. We got some good discussion going on today. I got a special guest coming up just after the first break here. Officer Jack McLam will be joining us talking about the New World Order. And basically, Jack is one of the people who woke me up in the mid-90s. I used to buy hundreds of his vampire killers and hand them out to people, set them out in different places. And he helped me a lot in understanding what was going on. And it was a precursor to all my knowledge. I think I had knowledge prior to that, but Jack really bumped it along. Anyway, if you aren't scared of the world, New World Order, 2 weeks ago, you should be now, with all the things that were happening around the United States last week, with the protest with the illegal immigrants. And that's why I've decided to have Jack on today for the first hour. He basically said this was going to happen. Therefore, we know, or there's a good possibility that this has all been planned. Anyway, the second hour, we're going to be talking about state nationals and how to get groups together in your own home country, which would be the state that you live in. And we're going to have a guest from Texas on. He's going to be calling in on the second hour. Other than that, I don't know who may have seen V for Vendetta, but it's a pretty good summary of what things are going on in the New World Order today. I mean, this movie is great. I don't know who has seen it, but I went to see it this last weekend and was pretty amazed by its message. The same guys that wrote The Matrix or produced The Matrix put this movie together, the Wachowski brothers. I think that's how it's pronounced, but they did a great job with it. And basically, what we're advocating is not what that movie did. We're looking for peaceful solutions. Of course, there was a lot of violence in that movie, but it did have a strong message. But anyway, another thing is I talked to Desi, John, and we're going to be putting documents up for each show on Thursday on the PAC website. So you can download those at pacandlaw.org. That's a People's Awareness Coalition, PACINLAW.org. And there's a link at the bottom of the page that refers to RBN and the ultimate remedy. That's what we're pretty much going to go for on Thursday's show. We're looking for remedies here. So when you get on the page, go to the bottom. The link is there. You can download the documents for today's program on there. And you might want to download for the first hour an article called Invasion by Invitation. This is an article put out by Frosty Wooldridge this morning. He does a column on News with Views. It's a very good article. It should scare the pants off you. Like I said, if you weren't scared of the New World Order a couple of weeks ago, you should be now, because this is what's happening. And that's what we're going to go into with Officer Jack McLam. Anyway, we got a break coming up here. I got a good question for a free red amendment coming up after the break. And we'll be talking to Jack. Stick with us.
I Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hello, this is L.B. Bork, sitting in for John this afternoon. It's a special show we do on Thursdays to educate people and try to, you know, get together solutions on to getting on with our lives. We need our countries back, and they've been taken away by the New World Order. Anyway, before the break, I mentioned that we're going to give a Red Amendment away. I've got a two-part question that people can ponder while we're talking to Jack. I wish that you would save the calls until after the bottom of the hour, though, so Jack can talk to us and get some information out. But anyway, the question is two-part. Like I said, what do Ted Turner and Karl Marx have in common? That's part one. And part two, what do Alexander Hamilton and Karl Marx have in common? Okay, that is the question for the day. You can sit there and think about it. At the bottom of the hour, you may call in, which the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That number again is 800-313-9443. Okay, the guest today again is Jack McLam. I had a chance to meet him back in the 90s, as I stated. He runs an organization that's called the Police and Military Against the New World Order. Also, he put out a publication a while back called Operation Vampire Killer 2000. It's a small, simple publication that has warned people to what's going to happen in the United States in its coming days. The thing I'm interested in today to talk to Jack about is the nature of what happened over the last weekend. There's lots of illegal immigrants in the United States, and it appears they're here on purpose. And this is one of the things that Jack brought up in the Operation Vampire Killer 2000. So without further ado, let's bring Jack on. Jack, are you there?
Hello, LB. Good to be back. Hello. and be back on with you, my friend. It's really something else in the last...
Oh, Jack on the line.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I guess not.
Hello?
Anyway, fill me in, Paul, when you get...
Hello?
Okay. I got you. How you doing,
okay.
Jack?
All right. All right. I've been saying hello.
We had technical problems, which
okay.
Sometimes happens.
Okay. All right. Well, LB, it's good to be on with you today. Thank you for the invitation.
You bet. Your information awoke me quite a bit back in the 90s. As I told you, I've bought hundreds of your Operation Vampire Killers and gave them out to people. I was in Phoenix, Arizona at the time.
Oh, you were?
People down there, yes.
Well, thank you so much, brother. I'll tell you what, that vampire killer, when you hand it to one person, it takes on a life of its own. We found that people hand it around and have people read it and tell them what they think and so forth. And this happened among our police officers and soldiers so often that they would hand it to each other and to their partner. Maybe a police officer would hand it to his partner. And so you're responsible for waking up a lot of people if you've done that, brother. Thank you so much.
You bet. I forget the guy's name that I bought him from. He was the liaison between you and I. But okay. I think it was Robert Huebner, possibly.
Robert Huebner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Bob Huebner.
Yeah. Do you keep in contact with him?
Very good friend. He and his wife moved up here in Idaho County, Idaho, with us and lives... I could shoot my bow. I could shoot an arrow and hit his house from my place. You know, so he's real close and a very, very long-time friend, very good long-time friend.
Yeah, he's still up there with you?
He is, yes.
Yeah, I know that you moved up north and started a small community to get away from some of this New World Order business. You did that back in the late 90s, was it?
Well, it was. We've been here now probably 10 years. I've been up here about 7.5 years. I wasn't able to come up right away. But we've been building these communities. We have 11 Christian constitutional communities now spread over about a 35-mile area, and something like 350 families have bought land here, and many of them have moved in. And so we're real pleased that so many good people have moved up into the area. And also that so many good people live here in this area. Very fine Christian people live up here in these Rocky Mountains, and so we're quite blessed to be here.
Seems like this is the last frontier for anyone that's got sanity in this world today. The mountains and things of that nature, land out west.
Yes, it seems to be that way. It has everything we need to survive during the very best of times, or LB to survive during the very worst of times.
Yes.
You know, so it's a good place to be.
Yeah, I've determined that this thing's been going on a long time. And of course, what you predicted were there were going to be race wars. And it's kind of apparent what happened last week. I don't know if you heard what I said on the introduction, but these protests by the illegal immigrants are pretty intense. And yes,
they are.
Anyone's been listening to that, they are after not assimilating to the American way, but taking over the United States of America.
That's right.
And that's very scary.
About 10 years ago, LB, we published, maybe not that long ago, but it could have been 10 years ago, our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. We published a whole publication on the Aztlan Reconquista program of the revolutionaries, the communist revolutionaries and communist professor, Latino professors in our universities, were planning to literally take over the southwest part of the United States through attrition of just bringing in tens of millions of illegals, many of them hardcore revolutionary, military-trained revolutionaries that I fought on the streets of Phoenix as a police officer for all those years. As a matter of fact, I'm disabled today because of a illegal alien drug smuggler that I caught, and he went to prison, and I went to medical retirement. But anyway, we published a whole publication on the quotes of the communist Latino professors and the programs like Mecha in the schools, the junior highs and the high schools and the colleges, Movimiento Estudiantil Chicanos por Aztlan organization that our government has funded for 50 years now in the schools to foment the revolution, to take one-third of America back under the Mexican flag. So we've been paying for it with our tax dollars, and the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party have known about it for probably 40 years or so now.
Yeah, why don't they do anything about it? That's what puzzles me.
Well, they want it that way. You know, they feel that this New World Order gang and that controls the Republican Party and Democratic Party want America to collapse to third world nation status, and this serves their benefit. You know, not only do they make hundreds of billions of dollars off the illegal drugs being brought across the southern border right now that they sell to the youth of America, and have since the 1960s when the Bush crime family took over importing it from Southeast Asia. But through the CIA, you know that story. And we have a lot of good retired DEA agents and CIA agents and friends of ours who have exposed that. And it's still going on. But also, they like the revolutionaries coming across because their philosophy is if they can divide America up, and if we lose one-third of America back under the Mexican flag, Latino Americans taking over, the revolutionaries there taking over one-third of America, and then the other parts of America, the economy is depressed by the 40, 50 million illegals that are here right now, this all serves to their benefit. And that's the leadership of the Democratic and the Republican Party are promoting this.
Well, I've told people for a long time that voting is a waste of time because these guys have an agenda. It's obvious. Once they get in there, they're going to do what they want. So really, all anyone can do is do things that you such as you have done by moving to higher ground, so to speak, and then getting out of the eye of the mess or the storm when it all happens.
What we developed, LB, up here, and we're encouraging others around the nation to do, is to move into a small county, small in population, and then move in hundreds and hundreds of families that love God and love the republic we're supposed to be under, and have them vote right in the county and put in people from their own people or people who, like here, have lived here forever, you know, generation after generation, who love God and love the republic, like we've voted in here, and help. You can control the vote in the county if you have hundreds and hundreds of people that will be vote watchers and count watchers, and then the other great people who have lived there for generation after generation get with you, elect the right people. And the county can hold back a lot of the federal programs, unconstitutional programs and destructive programs that are coming into the counties through grants and things like that. And so we didn't move up here to quit or to hide out or to just survive, get into a hole and pull the hole over top of us. We're here fighting and spending our time actively doing what God told us to do, and that's trying to occupy until His return.
Yeah, we got a break coming up here, so come back with us after the break here.
Thank you,
Jack.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Back this afternoon, a little Don Henley there. Jack McClam's with us, the author or the collaborator with the he put the Operation Vampire Killer together, 2000, right. And he's got some good stories to tell us because he's been at this a long time, and he knows what's going on with the New World Order. Do you want to continue, Jack?
Sure.
With your story?
Yes. Yeah, that'd be fine.
So, yeah, I didn't mean to say that you tuck your tail and ran. I just know that you went to the mountains to probably try to get away with away from some of the insanity and probably get together with your Christian friends, like you had mentioned. So,
right. Yeah, this is in the small population areas, we could be more effective in our voting and power, you know, having a little bit more clout. And so Colonel Bo Greitz and us decided we'd do this and try to come into an area that there's a lot of people that love God and freedom, which is such an area up here, and help them keep out these international UN programs that the federals are bringing into our counties. And so it's very, very good to work with the wonderful people that think like you do and having a little political clout in an area of a small population, but you got to keep out, of course, the electronic voting machines once they come in, and we've done that here. We don't have electronic voting machines here. We have a hand count, matter of fact, on votes. And with all these good people, we're going to try to keep it that way. And then you can truly have an effect in voting once again.
Yeah. My studies have showed that you can't vote because you're participating in an unlawful government, the one that was installed after the Civil War. That's what I study. But it really doesn't matter anymore because these guys get in there on the upper levels and they do whatever they want. I guess the local level you can make a difference, I would agree.
Yeah.
But that's another story. We do have to take our countries back, our country, as most people say. I agree that we need change, and that's what we're trying to do with these Thursday shows. John Stadtmiller was grateful enough for us, or we're grateful enough to John to let us have these Thursdays to work on these issues. Okay. We just lost Jack. I hope they can get him back because I want him to come back and answer some questions after the bottom of the hour. So, like I was trying to explain to Jack, Jack and I haven't kept in close contact over the years, and I haven't shared my research with him, but it's really neither here nor there what these guys do because the courts are so corrupt anyway. So they're ruling on issues arbitrarily anymore. They don't use the law, but it's been going on that way for several years. Probably the past 130 years when they started stacking the Supreme Court after the Civil War to get things such as the legal tender cases overturned is one example that comes to mind. So they've been pulling shenanigans for a long time. So it really doesn't matter in the upper levels who's in there because they have an agenda, like we said. Did we get Jack back yet? Okay. Anyway, if you want to download documents for today's program, you go to the PAC website. That's PACandLaw.org. And there's a couple, actually three documents up there you might want to download and look at. One is the Invasion by Invitation document that Frosty Wooldridge put together. He sent that out and gave me permission to reprint it and distribute it today. And the other two are geared on the 14th Amendment. Of course, if you've been listening to me, that's my forte. I've interpreted what the 14th Amendment really means in a legal sense. And that's basically where I've grounded where it's a crime to vote, because what they had to do is usurp the original system and get people to participate in it. Okay. You're back, Jack.
I'm back. Jack is back.
Technology is a pain sometimes, but it's really helped us, though. I mean, the Internet has let us communicate.
It sure is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing some wonderful things with it today. That's why the UN's trying to take it over.
Oh, is that what they're doing? I've heard stories about
that. International crime families are trying to get control of it, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have time to come back at the bottom of the hour and answer some questions?
Just a few minutes. I have some things I have to do about 15 of.
Okay.
So I'd have to leave you then, LB, but we have a few more minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet. Anyway, a couple minutes away. I just wanted to ask you that because
plan
ahead a little bit. Before we go to break, do you still keep in touch with Sheriff Mack from Arizona? He was a great man.
Yes, occasionally we run into each other, and just the other day somebody was talking to me about him, and he's a good buddy, and it's been some time now since we've spoken, probably about 6 months, so. About time we get back together again.
Okay, we got the break coming up here.
Okay.
Like I said, I want you to come back and answer some questions.
All right. Sounds
everyone,
good.
Okay. Come back with us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Good afternoon. 4:30 on a Thursday afternoon. I think it's March 30th. This is L.B. Bork with the People's Awareness Coalition, filling in for John Stapmiller today. We're grateful for John to give us this time to educate you in the ways of remedy. We're trying to educate people and get them involved in taking back the United States of America from the global community. We have Jack McLam with us today. We'll be getting back to Jack in a minute. Hopefully, some people can call in for him to answer some questions. The calling number is 1-800-313-9443. If you have any questions for Jack, you may want to direct them to him today, because he's here with us. Anyway, at the top of the hour, I said I was giving away a Red Amendment. And the question for the day is, what do Ted Turner and Karl Marx have in common? And what do Alexander Hamilton and Karl Marx have in common? That's a two-part question, so if you have the answer, you might want to call in. If you just tuned in, we're talking to Jack McLam. He is the author of Operation Vampire Killer 2000. He put that together back, I believe, in the early 90s, or that's when I was, introduced to it. And I know he's probably published tens of thousands of those, maybe hundreds of thousands. But anyway, he's talking with us today a little bit about this obviously planned invasion that's happened illegal immigrants. Anyway, we were talking about Sheriff Mack before the break, Jack.
Yeah.
Still there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're still in touch with Sheriff Mack from Arizona?
Occasionally. We don't get to speak very often. It's like me and Colonel Bo Greitz. We don't get to speak, but maybe once every 6 months. And same with Richie Mack. It just seems like as time goes on, we all get busier and busier, and it's harder to stay in contact. But I think I talked to Richie about 6 months ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He's still involved in the movement, right? I hate using that word.
Yeah,
but I don't know what
else he is. He gives speeches, and I don't know what all he does, but believe me, he'll never get out of standing up for the Constitution and so forth. So he's pretty locked into it.
Uh-huh. Where is he now? Is he up in Idaho with you?
I believe he's... No, he's not up here. Oh, boy, it'd be wonderful if he was, but I think he kind of goes back between from Salt Lake City and there in Graham County, Arizona, and I'm not quite sure where he is right now today, but he may very well, I had heard that he's back in Arizona. That's the last time I heard, so, but he does have friends and family in both places.
Are you involved with the Minuteman Project at all, or are you paying attention to what they're doing?
Well, I have, here at our two police and military associations, we've been following it for a long time, you know, ever since it started, and been in contact with some of the people there. But it's probably been another 3-4 months or more even, because you probably heard that my wife went through cancer treatment and we were out of the area. We were down in Indiana for 7 months. So it was hard staying in contact down there, and now that we're back, we're trying to stay on top of what they're doing and so forth, and what a wonderful program that is. And it's, of course, you're known by your enemies, and the administration hates them, so that means they must be doing good.
That's right.
So.
And it's all about control and making money off people. That's
that's
the motto of the New World Order. So
that's right.
Yeah, how's your wife doing, by the way?
Well, she's doing better all the time. She's getting over her cancer treatment, which almost kills a person, it seems like, too, as they tried to poison the cancer. They poison the body, too. But now that she's out of that, she's beginning to build her immune system up, and her radiation burns are getting much better, and so she's trying to find out how to purify, how to get some of the radiation out of her body now, and evidently there's a couple of things that she can do to do that. And so she's working at it, but she's still real tired and has a lot of pain because of her Gulf War sickness that she's had since 1991 from serving in the Gulf War there in Iraq.
Well, I know you've had a lot of trials here in the lately. You know, a lot of things have come up for the family, and we wish you the best.
Well, thank you so much, brother.
Yeah. God bless you. I know you have to go in a few minutes, but let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
Where did you get your true information or the factual information to know that what is going on was going to happen? I'm sure it was. You're not Nostradamus, I don't think.
No, I don't have it.
Maybe God told you, okay?
I don't see anything. I'm not a seer or anything. I think, brother, what it is that for probably 20 years now, I've been praying every night for the God to give you wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. And then I study all the time, it seems like. I just study like you do and research and all. And I think when you do that, you begin to put the pictures together, all the pieces of the puzzle together, and have an idea what the bad guys are up to and what their timetable is. And what I always have to keep reminding the people, and many people already know this, is that when George Bush wants to set off the next big explosion in the United States to turn the people against the Iranians this time, because he'll blame it on the Iranians, he can't do it when he wants to. God is in control. And so many times our police and military association felt that he was going to blow up something very seriously last summer to push his draft and to push going into Iran, and he didn't get it done. And so we don't know why. We just know that God is in control, and these enemies of God and liberty can't always do things when they want to do it, because it's on God's timetable. It's not on theirs.
Well, I agree with that, but I think people are becoming more awake, and, you know, Iraq's a real mess. I don't think it's going like they expected, so it's going to be hard to go into Iran with that nightmare still going on. So that's probably a lot to do with it. And like you said, you've helped a lot of people in the military get awake, so hopefully that has a lot to do with it also. I mean, they're probably keeping close ties on what's going on. To prevent that from happening, hopefully that's what's happening.
Yes. Well, listen, LB, I want to thank you too for all you do for all of us out here, and bless you, brother. And I hope to maybe be on with you again sometime.
Yeah, likewise, and you're sure welcome back.
I appreciate you
taking the time to spend with us.
Stay on a little longer, but I'm just really pressed right now. We did 6 radio programs yesterday, and today's a real busy day for us. But thank you so much for letting me come on. Okay?
You bet. God bless you.
All right. Lord bless you, too. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, that was Jack McLamb. Very good man. I've known him for several years, known of him. I met him back in the 90s. He's probably one of the foremost people out there, awakening people, and he's done a great job. Like I said, he helped me out when I first became awake in the 90s. I don't know if I told you the story, but Waco is what really awoke me, got to me. I thought, what's going on to this country? And after a little study and research, I ran into material such as Jack's Vampire Killer 2000 book, and you know, it all went from there. Anyway, if there's any callers that want to call in, I can answer any questions in regard to anything. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, this is L.B. Bork with the People's Awareness Coalition. I've been sitting in on this show for a few weeks now. This is my 4th show, I believe. I've been working close with John Ainsworth. Basically, we've come to a mutual agreement that the 14th Amendment time period, or the Civil War time period when the Reconstruction all happened, is when things went bad. And as a matter of law, that's the place that really made a difference in our history. And we have a lot of law decisions or Supreme Court decisions based on the 14th Amendment, such as Roe v. Wade being one of them, allowing abortion. Or it didn't really allow abortion, but it said it was okay, so everything went downhill from there. Anyway, the second hour, like I said, we're going to be talking to a man in Texas about state nationals. There's a lot of people down there that are organizing, and they're getting together groups to study issues, legal and otherwise, and that's the thrust that state nationals is going for. We're trying to get people on the same page to take their nationalities back and declare them. Now, like I said at the top of the hour, if the New World Order didn't scare you before, it should now. And I'm a little disappointed in the people that have not contacted us or joined in on our conference calls on Friday night. And if anyone wants to do that, there's one tonight, or the main one for the week is tonight. It's at 8 o'clock Central Time. You can back your time frame out of that. Just email me at lb@packandlaw.org. We're looking for group organizers in the states. You know, they may be similar communities to, like Jack mentioned. They have a good community up in Idaho. It may be a grassroots group that you start in your state or country, is what I like to say, because each state is a country as a matter of law. But we really need to get this going because time's running out, as you saw before. Last week, the Latino community is very organized. And like Jack, I think I inferred out of what Jack said is they're getting funded for all this. So basically, we need to group together and get this thing going. So anyway, the second hour, we're going to be talking about that. But if you want to download the documents, the one we went over this last weekend, or on the conference call last week, rather, was the 14th Amendment, Equal Protection or Tool of Usurpation. And that basically goes over congressional notice, or the Congress's notice that the 14th Amendment was unlawful. If you download that document, you can go to the PAC site to download it. Go to the PAC homepage, PACINLAW.org, and it's on the homepage under the Ultimate Remedy. It's by the RBN logo. And you might want to take a look at it if you already haven't. I know a lot of people that probably are listening to the show have done their own research and may have run across this. This is only one of the many documents we review in the conference calls. We're going over the details of the 14th Amendment to give people a general understanding of what happened during the Civil War period, which is actually the war between the states. There's other people that have come to some similar conclusions. Like I know of, there's Mark Stevens. He says there is no state. Okay, I kind of agree with that. There is no de jure state, and the one that's in place right now was put in place after the Civil War and during the Civil War. Of course, the states in the South had insurgent governments put in, or puppet governments, similar to what they did in Iraq recently. They did the same thing with southern states back after the Civil War or during the Civil War. So those went de facto by force, and the other states were usurped by the 14th Amendment. And they're getting people to participate in this this de facto legal system via the 14th Amendment. And again, you can download that document to packandlaw.org, the 14th Amendment, Equal Protection Law or Tool of Usurpation. It's a very interesting document, and it's evidence that the Congress is aware of what's going on. As we stated, or I stated a few minutes ago in the last hour, or half hour of the show, that they know what's going on. It doesn't do any good to put anyone in office on that level because there is an agenda. And it's been going on a long time. And that's why I brought Jack on today, to try to enforce that in people's minds, that you have to get off your tails and do something. And I was hoping that we get some more people on the conference call tonight. Like I said, you can reach me at packandlaw.org. Email me, and I will give you the information for the conference calls. We want you aboard. And we need more people. We only have people involved in Texas. Right now, Robert is going to be calling in the second hour. We're going to be talking with Robert and to go over things of what they're doing and their group to promote awareness and advertise the group so it does get larger. We have to put all their differences aside. I know I've tried to talk. I mentioned Mark Stevens a minute ago, and I worked with him down in Arizona. When I lived down there several years ago, and we haven't talked really since then. I've asked him to work with us, but he seems to not want to work with us. And like I said, I agree with what he states. There is no state, not a de jure state as we know it anyway. A lot of people think we're under the Constitution. We're technically not. A corporate body politic's been put in place, and the whole thing's operating off that. And, of course, DESE's working with agency matters. And that's whole wholly in part of being part of the 14th Amendment system. The whole thing was set up to be an administrative law, a nightmare. And that was part of the due process clause in the 14th Amendment, was to take care of administrative agency due process. There has been a lot of abuse. Desi has discovered this within the Child Protective Services and things of that nature. And that's what she's working on. So that's her remedy that she thinks needs to be done. And, of course, Desi appears on the shows on Thursdays also, along with John Ainsworth and myself. This is L.B. Bork. We got a break coming up. We want you to come back. Still haven't given away the Red Amendment. Is the question too hard for people? I don't know. Anyway, join us after the break here.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
I'm
we're back. This is a National Intel Report with John Stabmiller. My name's L.B. Bork. I run People's Awareness Coalition. Started it back in, I think it was 1999, after I did my research on the 14th Amendment. So, of course, the nature of the website deals with the 14th Amendment issues. I've been working with John Ainsworth for about a year now, talking over issues, because our work basically dovetails really nice together, because we've come to the same conclusions. I guess we have a caller, Dave in Arkansas. Are you there?
LB? Hey.
Yes, sir.
I can hardly hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if they can fix that on the board. You're coming in loud and clear.
They should be able to fix your volume.
Yeah. I can hear you fine.
Okay.
You're educating people down in Arkansas, correct?
Yes, my website is www.nomoreserfs, serfs.com.
Okay. You give workshops, I understand. What are the nature of the workshops?
Right, I just gave a seminar a couple of weeks ago in Fayetteville.
Okay.
It all has to do with remedy and recourse, LB. Everybody's looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
And where do we find that? Remedy and recourse back to the common law outside of the statutory jurisdiction.
Yes. I agree. That's something we've got to pierce.
Okay. And I had a stamp made, and it says, without prejudice, next line, UCC 1-308, UCC 1-103, and below that says non-assumpsit.
Okay.
And then I printed up a constructive notice. The use of without prejudice, UCC 1-308, by the way, that used to be 207.
Correct.
Above my signature on any paper is proof that I have explicitly exercised my remedy provided for me in the Uniform Commercial Code at Article 1, Section 308, whereby I have reserved my common law right not to be bound by nor compelled to perform under any contract, commercial agreement, or bankruptcy that I have not entered into knowingly, voluntarily, and intentionally.
Right. We have a commercial coming up. Can you join us at the top or other side of the hour?
You want me to just hang on?
You bet, if you would.
I can do so.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Come back with us. This is a National Intel Report. And we're going to be back with Dave from Arkansas, and we're going to talk about state nationals. So stay tuned. Good stuff coming up.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.